All right, Kanye West is back at it again. Can't even go a whole week. This is a new situation. I just did a podcast on Kanye West last Wednesday. But Kanye is back to same stupid shit. He makes another, this time a joke about slavery. This is from aceshowbiz.com. Now, they're talking about Kanye West's church service that he had. Excuse me if I'm moving the mic. It might make some funny noises in the background. But Kanye West was at Howard University for the homecoming. And being the jackass that he is, he had to start talking about slavery. We all know about the backlash he received, saying that slavery was a choice when he was on TMZ. Now, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. When he first said that, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because I said, well, maybe I think what he was trying to say was that after 400 years, it sounds like a choice. That's what he said. And people missed that part. He said after 400 years. I don't think he was speaking about the initial kidnapping and capture of Africans and bringing them to America. Now, I know the Moors are probably listening to this and going, we were already here. We're indigenous people. Yeah. Fact check, black people have been all over the place, all over the world. Okay. There's no place where we weren't already. Okay. So it's not just in the Americas. So I know that we already had black people here. I know that. I'm good with that. But there was a slave trade, Africans to America. Now, what Kanye said after 400 years, he was, what I took from it, what he was saying is, we're still in this fucked up condition, which is true and not true at the same time, because we can listen. Sometimes, a lot of times, black people tear each other down. Now, you can call it the Willie Lynch effect. But there's a point that I get what he's saying. After 400 years, we're still on some bullshit. We still got a slave-like mentality. So I get that part. However, what's getting on my fucking nerves about Kanye is he's, number one, he's promoting Trump, who is an obvious racist piece of shit. Who, if you remember the men, the black men that were accused of rape in New York, and they still, Trump still wanted to put them in jail. Even after the fact, after they were proven to be innocent, his refusal to rent out apartments to black people. And he's pretty much taking a stance for basically white nationalism. Okay? That's pretty much him and Candace Owens. So what he's done now is, if you haven't seen the, it's floating around YouTube, the Sunday or the Sunday service or the church service that he held at Howard's homecoming, he took that opportunity to make another joke about slavery. Again, this is from AsusShowbiz.com, and it says, the I Am God rapper makes a baffling joke about black people during his latest Sunday service, a year after he offended people with his slavery was a choice comment. Says, Kanye West apparently hasn't learned his lesson after landing in hot water over his controversial slavery remark in 2018. Holding his Sunday service at Howard University in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October the 12th, the rapper made a baffling comment about black people in a video which has circulated online. The 42-year-old delivered his speech at the historically black university when he addressed to the crowd, if they throwing slave nets again, how about we all don't stand in the same place? His comment was met with awkward silence, while his guitarist made a face that expressed his shock. According to MTO News, the audience later started booing Kanye, though it wasn't captured in the video. Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, I don't know if something has happened to Kanye. And I say that, all jokes aside, I'm not even kidding. Not even, you know, no joke. I'm not sure if someone did something to him. Like, you know, the government has this MK Ultra shit, mind control, and I'm not sure. Now, he admitted to being addicted to opioids during that TMZ episode where he made that bold statement about slavery being a choice. He admitted to being addicted to opioids. So maybe it's that. Maybe he's under the influence of something else. But you are talking about the same person, the same Kanye West, that at one time stood up against President Bush, George W. Bush, during Hurricane Katrina and said Bush don't like black people. This is the same Kanye West that is now promoting Donald Trump. I'm saying all of this to give some perspective. So, because I know black people are listening to me and saying, bro, you saying shit that we already know. But you have to remember, I know this sounds crazy, but I do get listeners from all over the world. Because it's like one of those things where you'd be surprised who listens to my shit. I'm surprised. I didn't know I had people listening to me in Paris, in Ireland. Like, this shit weirds you out. But so I'm saying this to kind of fill them in. Some people aren't in the know. They don't understand where I'm coming from, because I know that because sometimes when I post stuff up on YouTube, I'm met with, you're race baiting. They say, oh, you're race baiting, or you're talking out your ass. You don't know what you're talking about. So let me help you understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. This man is the same man that called George W. Bush out for his slow response to help black people during the Hurricane Katrina. But yet, fast forward time, he's standing with Donald Trump, who is supported by white nationalists and the Ku Klux Klan. And I mean that literally, the Ku Klux Klan donated to Donald Trump's campaign. So it's not something I just made up. When I say that Donald Trump is a racist and has racists surrounding him, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. You're not a racist. Well, why you got all these racists around you? It's like a dude saying, I ain't no thug, but every person around him is either a drug dealer or gangbanger or some kind of corner boy or whatever. You don't say, bruh, you in the streets. You living that life too. How is it that you backed by the KKK, the white nationalists? Oh, and speaking of that, I had some idiot respond to me about a week, 2 weeks ago, that asked me a question. Where is white nationalists? I don't see it. I don't see no KKK. I don't see this and I don't see that. You're a fucking idiot. And I don't know if you're trolling, but kiss my ass. Okay. And I'm pretty sure you'll come back and listen again. I found out that some of my biggest haters are the people that listen to me the most. Ironically, the person that hates me the most, that talks the most shit about me, is my biggest listener on SoundCloud. And that's kind of funny. You don't know that I know that, but I can see his profile. But anyway, this is very disturbing that he is literally now, Kanye is using his platform and his name to talk down on black people. Now, the statement that he made is, if they throw the slavery net out, how about we not stand in the same place? What he's alluding to, again, is that slavery is a choice. He's saying that in a roundabout kind of way. It's a loose way of saying it again. I wish I had the video. I don't have the audio. Wait a minute. Hold up. I do have the audio. I didn't think I had it, but I got it. It's shout out to ashowbiz.com because they got it on their Twitter feed. So hold up. Let me see if I can play it. Hopefully the audio comes through and you can hear it if you haven't seen it already or heard it already, I mean.
If they throw in slave nets again, how about we don't all stand in the exact same place?
Okay, now if y'all hear the audience, you can hear a woman in the background going, "What?" They're like, "What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?" Kanye West is out of his goddamn mind. But speaking of being out of his mind, I'm telling you, I think that something's happened to this dude. Now, a lot of people are blaming Kim Kardashian. A lot of people are blaming Kim. Oh, ever since he married Kim, he's been crazy. That could be true. I don't know. There's rumors out there that Kim Kardashian might be a witch, that her whole family are witches. And a lot of people compare them to the movie Get Out, which I still haven't seen, but I never watched it because so many people talked about it. And I'm one of those people, when everyone's talking about a movie, I don't want to watch it. I know I'm defiant like that. I'll watch it when nobody else is talking about it. But something's going on with this guy mentally. Charlamagne talks about this. Charlamagne the God talks about this all the time. Mental illness is something serious, especially in today's world. In America, a lot of people are hooked on different drugs, whether it be over the counter or under the counter or legal or illegal. A lot of people are hooked on things. And I don't just believe Kanye is hooked on opioids. I think he's got something else going on. And I've been talking shit about a lot of conspiracy theorists because a lot of conspiracy theorists say a lot of stupid shit. But this is one conspiracy theory that I'm going to rock with. I'm going to rock with this one. I think the government got a hold to Kanye West. When I look at the timeline, I think it's more than just, you know, Kim Kardashian fucked his mind up. No, I think the government got a hold of Kanye. Because when I look at the timeline of when he made that comment about Bush, and you fast forward to now, something's going on. You can't tell me something's not going on with this dude. They got a hold of this dude and they fucked his mind up. Didn't he rock a Confederate flag jacket? This man, I believe his mother was a Panther. Wasn't she a Black Panther? Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. His mom is, she's no longer here. You know, she's passed away. So, it was either his mom or his dad or somebody in his family or something like that. You know, because I don't follow Kanye West like that no more. I used to like his music back in the day. And speaking of that, I feel like Kanye is using his old music, like those, the College Dropout classics that he had on that. I think he's using his old music to continue this bullshit and his shenanigans. So it's like he's out of his mind, but yet he's smart enough to manipulate people. Like, look, it's me. It's Kanye West. It's College Dropout Kanye West. And then he flip and do this shit. And Black people being so forgiving, they want to give him a chance. But this guy is fucking gone. Him, Candace Owens, bruh, they need to just detach themselves from the Black community. He needs to stop speaking on Black issues. He just needs to shut the fuck up at this point. Just shut the fuck up. Because what he does is he empowers. People might say, Mauro, why are you tripping off of what Kanye says? Let that man speak. I don't personally give a shit about his personal opinion. I don't give a fuck about anyone's personal opinion. But when you speak on the behalf of the entire Black community, because that's what he's doing. You might say, well, one Black person couldn't speak for everybody. Yeah, a person in Kanye's position, yeah, he can. And he does. Candace Owens does it. You know how people see us. When they see one Black person, that one Black person represents all the Black people. I think that more so us, more so Black people than any other race of people. One Black person do good, then it's a credit to our race. If one Black person fuck up, then we all fucked up. That's how they look at us. That's how the whole world looks at us. I literally see online people justifying police shooting unarmed Black men. They justify it by using an example of another Black man that may have robbed someone. And they say, well, I understand why the police shot him, because this one Black guy that I knew, he shot someone in my neighborhood. So I get why the police shot that nigger. Right? So it's different with us. That's why you have to speak out against this shit that Kanye is doing. Okay, so I didn't want to do this whole episode about Kanye, but I've been rambling because this shit just got under my skin as soon as I saw the posts pop up in my suggestions. I'm gonna get back to the article right quick because there's some good stuff in here. Again, this is aceshowbiz.com. I'm going to get to the middle of the article here. It says, people have since taken to Twitter to react to Kanye's new slavery remark. One person writes in quote, so he doubles down on the slavery was a choice comment, one wrote. Another person slammed, they basically slammed him. I guess they called him the black skinhead rapper. You can tell Kanye doesn't read, end quote. So that's just some of the little, you know, of the backlash that's been pointed towards Kanye. Greg Carr, an associate professor at Howard's Department of Afro-American Studies, suggested Kanye to read more about the history of black people. I have some books for him, he wrote, followed by the hashtag, the miseducation of the Negro. Kanye and Trump have something in common. Well, they have two things in common. Well, actually, they got three things in common. One, they're both Geminis. I'm a Gemini too. So that's why I knew Trump was going to win the election, because I'm a Gemini and I saw the writing on the wall. I knew the approach that Trump was going to take in the election. I was sitting there reading his mind. Like, I literally was reading his mind. I was like, oh, he going to do this. He's going after the Electoral College, basically. He's going to say to hell with the popular vote and just go after the Electoral College. And he did just that. But yes, they're both Geminis, so they click on that aspect. And then they are insensitive to black people's struggles. Okay, they both have that in common for whatever reason. And the third thing is, neither one of them read. There's even a rumor that Trump doesn't know how to read. But Kanye doesn't read. Especially when it comes to black history. Now, he's admitted he don't even watch the news. He don't stay hip to what's going on in the world. He is in his own world, in his own mind. That's why he says ludicrous shit like this. So when you take a black person like him, who has a lot of influence, he has a huge platform, and he doesn't read, and he doesn't know African-American history, we always just assumed that Kanye West was intelligent in the beginning. We just assumed it. You know, he's not a bad speaker. He didn't come across as stupid in the beginning. But it's very obvious and evident that he knows nothing about black history. And damn sure don't know anything about African history. And again, I gave him the benefit of the doubt the first time he made the slavery was a choice comment. I said, well, hold on. I think what he's saying is after 400 years, it's a choice. I get that. I think what he's talking about, and I was maybe I was looking at it too deeply. I thought what he was saying was slavery as a mindset. In that sense. But now I'm starting to feel like, no, dude is just stupid. He wasn't that deep. He wasn't trying to be deep when he made that comment. Dude is just stupid. Let me continue to read this article here. Damn, I did make this whole entire damn podcast about Kanye today. I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry. I had something else I wanted to cover. I apologize for that. It says, another professor at the school, Kenesha Grant, expressed his concern about Kanye's Sunday service. This Kanye SIC sick church thing makes me uncomfortable. There I said it. Writer Frederick Joseph said people should stop giving Kanye a chance to do this again. Can't blame Kanye anymore. He's shown us who he is. Black people need to stop making space for his anti-blackness. That's 100% true, 100% accurate. Here's the problem. He's Kanye West. And even if black people was to say, fuck you, you're banned from the black community. Guess what? He still got a platform. And people are still going to watch. And people are still going to listen. Now, you might say, well, Mauro, why are you covering it then? Well, again, here we go. When one black person says something, especially somebody of this stature, of somebody of this notoriety and fame, somebody this popular with this kind of a platform, guess what? He's empowering white nationalism, which some idiots try to pretend like don't exist. The Fox News, he's a Fox News boy. Him and Candace Owens. Let me continue on. It says, one person writes, in quote, the amount of stupidity is exhausting. Someone else added, while another user called him an ignorant motherfucker. Another commenter wrote, he really trash as fuck. And we gotta let him go. I don't care what classics he made, he clearly talking down about our ancestors at an HBCU homecoming. And that's, damn, that's some disrespectful shit. You go to a black college and just shit on black people right there. Some others pointed out his problematic support for President Donald Trump. The irony of the statement is every black person dodged the Trump net and he went and ran up under it when he saw the rest of us weren't in it. One wrote. And that's true, because Kanye made the statement. His statement was, if they're throwing out slavery nets, why don't, you know, we not stand in the same fucking place? But yet Donald Trump threw out that slavery net and Kanye's ass went running right into it. And not only did he do that, but he suggested that we get in the damn net. I got a bold prediction to make. I think that in the next 10 years or so, I think that we're going to have a divide amongst black people in a way that is so different. And I say that because the more black people are westernized, you're going to see a complete detachment as far, and it's going to be split right down the middle, where you're going to see black people that just completely detach themselves from the black community altogether. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Before you can even tackle racism from other races, you got to deal with the racism within our own race. At some point, we got to kick the sellout niggas out. They got to go. They got to go bye-bye. And we can't be like, oh, he's a brother. See, the problem is, and I don't know if... See, the problem is this. We look at our skin tone too damn much. Well, he's black like me. Fuck that nigga. Give a fuck if he was blacker than... I don't care if he was blacker than my boot. And I got black boots on. These motherfuckers, what they do, and you notice Stacey Dash got her ass in trouble too. She was one of those Fox News pundits or Fox News hosts that she was the token black Negro on Fox that would defend white nationalism and do it proudly. Now you see her ass is in trouble. Fox News got rid of her ass. They're going to do the same thing to Candace Owens. They're going to use her until they can't use her no more. When she, by the time she realizes she's been played, she's going to try to run back to the black community, which is leading up to the point that I was just speaking on. We got to stop allowing these niggas to come back and say, oh, I'm black again. No, fuck you. Stay over there. Drown, motherfucker. Drown. Everyone feels like they can do that with us. We always talk about culture vulture, but we have black people that culture vulture. Nobody talks about that. Again, I didn't want to make this whole goddamn episode about this shit, but it happened. You know, I'm sorry. I went off on I started rambling and I couldn't stop. Happens from time to time. That's what happens when you have your own damn show and you don't have a producer telling you move on to the next topic. So I didn't even cover anything else that I wanted to talk about today. But I covered it because, you know, you black people all over the world, right? All spread all over the world. And let me tell you something. You'd be surprised at how Africans look at African Americans and black people that are in other countries look at African Americans. They don't really identify with the shit that we go through. They don't see us in that way. You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked to find out that they kind of take like a white nationalist approach. Like they think that black people complain too much. Black people got it easy. That we're just a bunch of race baiters. I'm talking about other black people in other countries. That's why I talk like this. And some people say, bro, you talking in circles. I'm talking to them. Because they don't know. They not hip. I actually had some brothers from Europe that lived in certain places in Europe tell me that pretty much black people don't really experience racism in America. I believe it or not, this is true. Sometimes if you take a black person that hasn't really experienced racism, like you have to experience it yourself to understand that it exists. I suggest for all of you black people that are in Africa, in Europe, that think that black people just making up shit and that we, there's no racism and we're just a bunch of complainers. Do me a favor. Hop in your car when you get a chance. I want you to go down to Tennessee. Go to Alabama, go to Mississippi, and come back and talk to me. We'll have this conversation. Trust me, I bet you you'll be looking at things different. Or you can go in the military and you'll find out. Especially if they station you in one of those good old places like where I was stationed in Idaho, or go to I don't know, like Tennessee. You can go there, find out for yourself, test it. Actually, this is a brother from Trinidad that I knew about 5 years ago. Brother said something that you want to talk about somebody almost falling on the floor. He said, there's no racism in Washington, D.C. Yo, I was like, whoa. And that shit came out of left field. But I'm bringing that up because there is black people that actually think like that. So when you ask Victor Morrow, why are you talking about this shit? It's not for you that are hip. It's for them motherfuckers. Do yourself a favor and test it. Test it and see if I'm wrong. Another problem that we have in the black community is that black people don't understand that there's more than one way for someone to call you a nigger. Sometimes, see, they don't always just call you a nigger to your face. Sometimes it's the actions. Actions speak louder than words. Old cliche. Okay, cool. Well, guess what? You get called a nigger every day and you don't know it. You don't know it. It's the action. It's the way they look at you. It's the way they view you. It's the way they follow you around when you're in the store. I feel like Kanye West is a lost cause at this point. Candace Owens. It's going to be a sad story because something has to happen to Kanye to break him out of whatever mind state that he's in right now. It's going to take something drastic to snap him out of that. It really is. I wanted to talk about, and I didn't get around to it. Maybe I'll deal with it on another episode. I wanted to talk about the African slave trade. And I'm not talking about 400 years ago. I'm talking about modern day African slave trade and black people this slavery thing is still in existence. And the media is barely covering it. If you remember, maybe a couple of years ago now, you had black people fleeing to go to Libya, and they were being rounded up and sold into slavery. And this thing is real. It's really going on. You had Arabs that still are. I read somewhere in Algeria, they see the black people that are that are coming into Algeria. They're snatching them up and raping the women and making them into slaves. This is really going on. And the article that I read spoke on Louis Farrakhan a little bit. And it said that Farrakhan, I wish I had the article with me. It said that Farrakhan in the 1990s denied that Africans were being enslaved. Or there was, he denied modern day black slavery. I think that's how it went. That's how the article, that's what the article said, I believe. Okay. Real quick on that. And then I gotta go. Farrakhan, that doesn't surprise me about Farrakhan. Because if you remember, Farrakhan was buddy-buddy with Gaddafi. I believe Gaddafi gave Farrakhan a whole lot of money. Now, Gaddafi, in a documentary that I saw, of course, I don't know the man personally, but in a documentary that I saw, he referred to the African, or the black Africans, or the darker Africans as slaves. That he was about his people, but the darker Africans, he saw them as slaves. Now, do you think that Louis Farrakhan, as intelligent as he is, and he is intelligent, you can't take that away from him. You think he wouldn't know that Gaddafi was like that? Of course he did. But he was buddy-buddy with Gaddafi. And Farrakhan tries to pretend like these Arabs just love black people so much. But he doesn't talk about the Arab slave trade of dark Africans, black Africans. He don't talk about that. Of course he would, because he's a so-called Muslim. So his whole aim is the white man, the white man, the white man. But he don't talk about the Arabs in that slave trade. See, it was called a slave trade for a reason. The people being sold. Anyway, I have to go. I'll get around to dealing with that last subject another time, maybe on the next Wednesday podcast. I might get into that. All right. Well, anyway, thank you for listening to the Victor Morrow Show.